haven't been on this podcast since 2017 when I very first started it. It feels so good to be back. I'm in a completely different place. I am a lot more happier than I was at the time when I created this podcast. A little bit about me was that when I created this podcast, I created it when my brother had passed away, like literally the same month he passed away, maybe a few days later. This was December 2017. And I initially created this podcast because I wanted to have an outlet. You know what I mean? I was going through a lot mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, as well as physically. So I just wanted an outlet. But eventually, stress took over and I deleted all social media accounts. The only thing that was still left was this podcast. And so since I deleted the Facebook that was attached to it, you know, I had a little bit of a process to get it back, but Anchor's customer service is amazing because I literally put in or submitted a ticket yesterday and got a response back hours afterwards. And here I am, you know, back into my podcast. So happy because I didn't really see the point in creating a completely different podcast when this one is still up. So, that was a little bit about me. On my podcast, I'm going to be sharing a lot of personal stuff, but trying not to get too personal at the same time, if that makes sense. But I just wanted to say to everyone out there in the world today, during this pandemic, during quarantine, wherever you are, I hope that you're safe. I hope that today was a good day for you. I honestly was in the bathroom doing my hair earlier because I love to do my hair, especially since I big chop, but that's neither here nor there. We're not going to talk about that right now. But anyway, I was in the bathroom doing my hair and I started really thinking about COVID-19 and quarantine and this pandemic that we are experiencing right now. And I honestly just wanted to ask a question to the listeners, if there are any. What has quarantine taught you? And what has COVID-19 taught you in the most positive way? And the reason I say this is because often it's so easy to see the negative in things before the positive. And I really have been working on that with myself personally. And I hope that during this quarantine, you have taken the time to work on your personal issues as well. We can all use that, you know, even though there are options for therapy and things like that, there's work that we have to do ourselves. You know what I mean? So please share. I would love to get some feedback. I would love to hear all of the positive things that you have learned during quarantine or during this pandemic of COVID-19. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon.